This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. In China, more than 2,000 people have now died from the coronavirus, and the number of those infected exceeds 75,000. Officials at the World Health Organization say it's crucial for impacted countries to share information with them so they can help. Meanwhile, experts say vaccine development is important, but not a priority at this point.
We all want to invest in the vaccine as a long-term solution, but there are people sick now, and there are health systems that are vulnerable now. So we need to balance our investments and invest in the weaker health systems and our own systems. And then we do the other things and we develop the vaccine.
Iran's state-run news agency reports Wednesday the coronavirus has killed two elderly Iranian citizens. Hundreds of people began disembarking a quarantine cruise ship off Japan's coast Wednesday, as the country says nearly 80 more virus cases have been confirmed on the ship after its quarantine ended. What about the Americans evacuated from the ship? AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The U.S. evacuated more than 300 Americans over the weekend who are now in quarantine in the United States for 14 days. Americans who chose to remain on board rather than return on chartered flights will not be allowed to go back to their homes for at least 2 weeks after they come ashore. U.S. officials say they may have been exposed to the virus while they were on board the Diamond Princess. Rita Foley, Washington.
A Japanese doctor who studies viruses says if the Tokyo Olympics were tomorrow, the games probably couldn't be held because of the fast-spreading virus. The local Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee and the International Olympic Committee have repeatedly said over the last few weeks they're following the advice of the World Health Organization and the games will go on. The modern Olympics, dating from 1896, have only been canceled during wartime, and in 1980 and 84, they went on with boycotts. This is VOA News.